Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 11, 2024. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, grieving parents call to embrace unity in the face of loss and tragedy. Yehonatan, my beloved son, we were merited to be your parents. You were such a gentle, emotional and believing person, without an ounce of rough attitude or cynicism, echoed the father, Haggai Luba, of Staff Sergeant, Rees, Elisha Yehonatan Luba, who lost his life fighting to defend Israel in the battles in southern Gaza. Before Simchat Torah we all went through a difficult time. We felt that our beloved nation was falling apart. The damned enemies came and reminded us that we are one nation and forced us to speak to each other and fight side by side. We request of the media and of every one of our nation, please, one day of unity to uplift his soul. Please don't write or broadcast anything divisive. Please, speak good of others. Find the good of the decision makers and of our amazing people who Yehonatan was proud to fight for. That such words were stated by grieving parents in the circumstances of losing their son indeed exemplifies a transcendence of the instinctive human capacity. They thus share a similar characteristic to sacred words, as if they emanate from the same field beyond the human egoistic forces, where we all unite as a single desire. The bereaved parents focus on the benefit of society while feeling the anguish of losing their son showcases their greatness. In states where many people would naturally wish to have time for themselves, and in situations where it is possible to seek blame and redemption for what happened to their son, they instead come out with no less than a spiritual message, a calling for the unity of the people. In order not to disregard the parents' pleas, we should embrace their sentiments and try to internalize their deep emotions. By doing so, we can shatter the walls of division that stand between us, experience a significant transformation, live in unity, love, a readiness to forgive one another, and a mutual yearning to come out of ourselves for the greater good of humanity. With a staff in hand. Question. A person leans on a staff when walking. What is spiritual support? Answer, it is faith above reason. The staff symbolizes this quality. Everyone must annul themselves before the others to realize it in the ten. Then it is considered walking forward with a staff in his hand. You must correct your desires from reception to bestowal to receive faith above reason. This is only possible in a group because one person cannot do it. Question. How can you be in faith above reason, in complete faith and dissemination? Answer. Ignore the failures and thank the Creator for giving you the opportunity to disseminate. In our world, you are His representatives. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson 12/30/2, Writings of Balha Sulam Concerning the Staff and the Serpent. Questions about spiritual work, 53. Question, why should receiving the Torah happen at the top of the mountain? Answer, mountain, ha, comes from the word he hurim dash doubts. Doubts constantly fill a person on the spiritual path, but despite them, he still goes forward and climbs the mountain, although it is not easy. Question, what happens to a person when he receives the Torah? Answer, he reveals the Creator, is filled with the upper light, and feels himself in the upper world. At the same time, our world does not disappear anywhere. It is just that a person feels like he exists in both worlds. Question. What should we do when hatred appears between friends? Answer. We all must attack this hatred together and try to remove it by any means, tear it up, trample it down, burn it. Question. If a person studies the Torah with an open heart but without a calculation of intention, does he receive its light? Answer. He receives it. In any case, the study of the Torah attracts the upper light to us, small or big, leading him forward or not, it gives some light. Question. What is our mistake on the path when we walk, make efforts, and the Torah suddenly becomes the potion of death instead of the elixir of life. Answer: this happens because you are striving for egoistic fulfillment. But you still keep making efforts, and eventually, the light of the Torah will be replaced by the light of purification, and you will know everything. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 29, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam Concerning the Giving of the Torah, Part 1. Prepare the heart for feeling the Creator. Question: it is said that our effort is the work of the Torah. What does this mean? Is this internal work or physical work? Answer: you will not help yourself or others with your physical work, only with your heart. To the extent that you want to connect with your friends in your heart, you prepare your heart for feeling the Creator and revealing His light in the common Kli, in the common desire, yours and your friends. Question: why is it that only a small number of people are awarded with revealing a point in the heart? Answer: there is probably no need for more. When we connect with each other, we will be able to influence the whole world, and the world will feel how much it needs this knowledge and will begin to move toward everyone. Then, the light will fill us to the extent of our collective desire. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 27, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam. What is He will give wisdom specifically to the wise? Coming closer to each other is the new world order. Question: you said that we should organize ourselves so that our connection defines the new world order. How do you see this, and how should we organize ourselves so that our connection defines it? Answer: every day every person on earth should feel that he is entering into a new relationship with everyone, and that through this new relationship, he treats the Creator differently. In this way, he ascends the degrees of spiritual elevation. Question: what is the Creator for all the people on earth? Answer: the upper force. Question: what kind of relationship should every person on earth enter into with everyone daily? Answer: coming closer to each other. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 28, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is: the children of Esau and Ishmael did not want to receive the Torah, in the work? Give birth to a new humanity. The ninth commandment is to pardon the poor and give them prey. It is written, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Introduction of the Book of Zohar, the commandments of the Torah. We must help all people who perhaps do not understand, are not aware, and are not able to fulfill the commandment of love for each other. We must attract them to us and perform spiritual actions together with them. Question: what is the connection between the instruction to help the poor, and the phrase, let us create man in our image and likeness? Answer: by poor we mean a person who does not yet have the awareness and strength to influence everyone in a good way. We need to give an example and help such a person in spiritual work. With the phrase, let us create a man in our image and likeness, the Creator tells us that in this way we should come into contact with Him and give birth to a new humanity that would be in harmony and love and exist in one single desire. After all, the Creator is the quality of bestowal and love. From Cab TV's Introduction of the Book of Zohar, December 10, 2023. Who is our neighbor? Question: why is it written in the Torah, love your neighbor and not everyone? It seems to me that the word neighbor confuses us because everyone decides for himself who a neighbor is. Answer: the Torah refers to the love of everyone for everyone without exception. This means not only people, but any part of nature, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human. All of them fall into the category of neighbor. Question: so a neighbor is not someone who is close to me in spirit, in ideas? Answer: no, because then you start sorting it all and selecting what is closer and what is further. And in principle, everything outside of you should be your neighbor, and you should treat them with love. From Cab TV's Practical Kabbalah, December 19, 2023. Can gifts become an obstacle on the spiritual path? Question. Generally, when people have some connection, as soon as monetary relations enter it, something beyond our control happens. We begin to change and make various calculations. Why does everyone revolve around money? Answer: money tells how much I buy from within you and you buy from within me. When I give you money, I buy a part of you. This is the equivalent of my investment in you, of my efforts. Not only money but even gifts are the same way. I have big problems with this. If someone, let's say from South America, brings me a special tequila, I put it on the table for everyone. But what if it is a personal gift? Then it is a problem. Should I take it or not? A person feels that he gave you something. It means you should give him something back. However, is it good if he thinks this way? Then he will calm down and will not put efforts to attain the upper world, but rather, he will be waiting for a reciprocal gift from you. This will relax him. It is impossible to attain spirituality without your own efforts. It turns out that if I accept his gift, I can trip him into deceiving himself. Therefore, one should not do this. It is allowed only in the measure I feel that by giving a gift to me, he understands that he is the one who is receiving a gift because I accept it from him. Only in this case. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. It's All About Money, December 4, 2011.